Episode 199, 4 years and 1 month. Hey Lars, and welcome back. The day started with me remembering to say happy anniversary first on the phone, but it ended with him saying it first in person, so I guess it's a tie. I'm sure you can tell we were in a great mood and excited to see one another, so it was all smiles. I wore my wide leg jeans with a brown tight shirt and jean jacket. I had my cute beige bow UGG boots on and my Michael Kors jacket and scarf over it because it was frigid. He arrived around 10 minutes before me and talked me through going in the right entrance for parking. For some reason, I always go up going in the wrong way where people come out, and he anticipated that when he used his command voice to direct me. It was hilarious but so cute. I parked and he stepped out looking good. He had on jeans, a sexy black, gray and white button turtleneck sweater, and his winter coat over it. I complimented him immediately and he did the same to me. We kissed and head inside. His friends were happy to see him and just as glad to see me. It felt great knowing that they approve of me as his partner. I mean, it wouldn't be an end-all be-all, but if they didn't, but these are his childhood friends, so he's known them for 20 plus years, so it's important. We gave his friend the birthday gifts for her and her husband. She was surprised but thankful, and even though he had said we didn't have to bring anything, I'm still happy that we did. We settled in at the table where a group of his friends assembled around us, talking and telling stories about him and their high school years. It was really cool hearing it all, and it made me want to know even more about his younger days because I realized that even after 4 years, there's still so much we don't know about our high school and younger years. I think a lot of times we briefly say something and then move on. So hearing about him in high school and his crew and everything that went down is super cool. I think we need to take the time to go over the stuff in the future. The past has a direct influence on who we are today, so why not? Anyway, the night was great with quite a few memorable moments. One was when his friend asked how we met because they never knew the full story. They thought he was pretty cool and we agreed. Then when I told one of his friends that we went ring shopping because he asked where we were going with the relationship, he got super excited and kept pressing my man about it. It was funny because this particular friend of his was one of those guys who are the life of the party, loud, unapologetic, and unfiltered. He reminded me of one of my Greek brothers, and the overall vibe of the party and all his friends in general reminded me of my college friends, Greek brothers and sisters, and parties we'd have. Just all love. You didn't have to know everyone there, but if you were there, you were immediately loved and part of the family. No hate, no jealousy, no stupidity, just clean old fun, and everyone showing love to one another. I really felt like I fit in. It kind of made me miss my college years. Another memorable thing was all the compliments we got regarding our attire. His best friend even said that he felt underdressed because we looked so good. It felt great because we always put thought into our outfits and pride ourselves on looking good when we go out, especially when we know we're going to see one another. So it felt good that others noticed. His best friend wasn't the only one either. Two girls complimented my outfit and asked where I got it. And another one of his boys said he looked super young and that we looked like a young couple. All the compliments were great and I loved being on his arm. He looks so good to me, literally better than anyone else at the party. I love that. We truly compliment each other's looks and I wouldn't have it any other way. The next moment would have to be me dancing. After hanging out with him and his boys for a while, I decided to dance with the girls. His best friend's sister was happy and we literally danced the night away along with a few other girls. Each song that came on we knew. And as we sang along in a circle, I reminisced on how familiar it seemed. My energy was at an all-time high, and I know that this was the first time he'd really seen me dance. He later said he was impressed and commented that I really knew how to dance. I told him I had to dance off those calories we ate. I didn't mention the food until now because it wasn't anything special. We got mozzarella sticks and pizza. The mozzarella sticks were just okay, and the pizza, was the wrong one. I'd asked for pepperoni, but I guess the waitress thought I said pepper. We ate two slices, but it wasn't good. Then, when one of the other guys got a half sausage, half pepperoni, we had envy in our eyes because our pizza looked pitiful in comparison. Plus, being that we'd already had two slices from ours, we were not going to be gluttons. Not to mention, his friend had put the sad last piece on the table, because no one wanted it. Just bad guys. We couldn't stop cracking up while looking at that poor, lonely, thin, sad slice. One more cute moment would have to be the dancing kisses. It was so random and happened naturally. After dancing with the girls for a while, I went over to mess with him and started dancing in front of him. He doesn't really dance, but he let me hold his hand up and spun me around a few times. It was sweet. And then I started dancing more and would turn, do a fake out, and kiss him on the lips. He immediately started laughing, which made me know that he liked it. So I did it multiple times, and we couldn't stop cracking up in between. Not to mention, his lips were so soft. I just loved kissing him. In that moment, I could have ripped his clothes off. But I'm sure his friends would have been shocked. Just kidding. But for real, it was a special moment, and he later said he loved it. I danced for a bit longer, but I knew it was getting late, and I had a long drive back. His friend's sister didn't want me to go, but she understood. We said our goodbyes and hugged everyone, and then we were off to kiss and hug before saying bye to one another. It sucked as always, but we'd see each other again in a few weeks. So we spoke on the phone on my ride, and then it was night-night, as soon as I got in. So lots, I'll end this one here, but until next time, XOXO, Bombshell out.